I have missed listening to Audio Boot. God. You can probably hear me on the stereo as well.
I need to go mute that. Just a sec.
And mute. I'm just nursing a bit of a headache, actually. I guess when you continually get up very early every morning and throw yourself headlong into a day repeatedly and then have manic moments interspersed with that of running the child back and forth on trains and stuff, it does catch up on you. And today, I've just, in the last hour or so, had a stinking headache. And I'm just really waiting for these anodyne extras to kick in. But I'm a bit concerned that the anodyne extras, the extra ones that I've had, might be the ones with caffeine in it. And I think the reason why I had a headache in the first place is because of strong caffeine intake. We have one of these Tassimo things, which was a strength 4. And certain coffee actually triggers headaches in me for some reason. So I'm not sure if it was that or what it was, but I'm consuming water and I've had tablets. And just taking 15-20 minutes. It's probably near on half an hour now, actually. On the sofa in the studio. So, really chuffed to be back doing Audio Booze. I do have a device to produce Audio Booze, but it's a bit laggy, it's a bit slow, and the Android client is nowhere as near polished as the iPhone one. I haven't got an iPhone, I've got an iPod Touch, which works well in recording Audio Booze, so I'm chuffed to be back in the saddle with that. It's one thing that I really, really missed was having my email, having a camera, having an easy way to share those pictures to Posterous and Audio Boo. Those are the three real things that I've missed with the mobile device. And glad to have that back. Yeah, so since I got rid of my iPhone 3G, we were just starting out messing around with the studio in Nottingham, I guess, back then, and we were on the second floor. And things have moved on at quite a pace. We've moved from the second floor into a lower basement area where the temperature is a lot nicer, not so hot and sticky like the other place was. The audio is a lot more solid. We still get outside noise, of course, but not in the same way. We're sort of at the back, underground under building, so that's better. We have a green screen, well, we have a green wall, it's been painted. We have a roof ceiling cluster, which is this all these bars and chrome across it where we hang microphones from, and it's where all the magic arms are going to be affixed to for all the lighting. And as far as the equipment and layout, everything's pretty much go, go, go. Where things have slowed down a little bit over the last couple of weeks is having to try and change pace. One day it might be designing, one day it might be a client phone up and say they want a video, they want this styling, they want that styling, and writing copy. It can be quite a challenge to switch to different jobs, different tasks. And having headaches in the middle of it is not good. That's just the nature of the beast, I guess. Getting the template sliced is a bit of a problem because I don't mess around with the CSS slicing anymore. I just get too frustrated with trying to get it to work in so many platforms, so we outsource that. When we outsource that, it costs money. And it's sort of a balancing act between relocation and eating and entertainment and investing back into studio bits and pieces. And I guess for the last 2 or 3 weeks, while we've been doing a lot of stuff with the stuff we have, as soon as we want to put new things into place, very difficult to do that. So it's sort of a hand-to-mouth kind of thing, really, at the moment. But that's okay. You know, I can cope with that. I can. I'm quite happy to adapt and shift. You just have to slow down your expectations. The content that we have been recording is sort of feeling our way into it. And there's a few things that we really wish were here, like Wirecast 4. Having the ability to hotkey shots would be ace. Being able to do them on like an iPhone or an iPad or an iTouch, to be able to stop and start shows, you know, load in a template for a show with the Genlock background already in and hitting a button to gradually cycle through the shots and then live, and you know, a stop and start button, that would just make it so much easier, like so much easier, and take away that sort of disconnect of, okay, I'm about to do a show and start it and all that stuff. Actually, distribution of it, uploading it and sending it out has proved really, really easy. I've been setting up the iTunes feeds and the Wistia projects. That's all working pretty well. And there will be a bunch of other steps once we get into regular content going out every week. CJ at PCM Creators has suggested a production schedule for Monday, for Mondays. I've looked at two shows that I've recorded this morning, realizing that I need to put in a similar kind of production schedule for the stuff that I want to get out for Living Arcs and My Go Card and The Gravity. So on that score, everything is pretty good. We've had to sort of turn down a job today because it coincides with something that's happening in Hockley in October. But all in all, not bad, as well as dealing with all the head stress of back home and debts and bills and houses and all that. I can't complain, really. Dan and CJ have been a complete rock over the last 3-6 months, and out of all my friends, you know, they've just been amazing. They have stripped away all of that rubbish that goes along with working in this space, and realise what I can do, what I'm capable of, and what I'm not capable of, which is more important. And that's important to me. My headache's slowly lifting, I think. The grey is finally dissipating and the blue skies are returning. Great to get a private message back from Dave, Buddha Magnet. Missing a lot of my States friends. I feel like it's like a lifetime. Dave was saying that I haven't seen him for like a year. Which is shocking, really, isn't it? A year and a half. Which, you know, if that's right, which I presume it is, that's just flown by. Scary. Really scary. Time is, you know, time the Avenger. We cannot keep up with time, can we? It just keeps on going. I'm just looking up at the ceiling with these microphones hanging down. Might have to take a photo of the studio with the light off because it looks quite cool. I'm looking forward to the time when we have shows and content and income to the point that we can just, you know, shout out in the week and say, you know, we're having an open weekend. It's sort of hackathon kind of thing. Music and films, and got the beanbags in here already, the sofa, and just have people crash around and have little brainstorming sessions and build stuff, you know. I can't wait for that. That's going to be epic. Anyway, waffled on for ages. I'll see you later. I think I'm going to have a bit of a chill one tonight.